See, one thing I want to tell you here, how fullness, niraivu, mulumai, Tamil we have this, okay, fullness or happiness, completeness, is not away from, different from, other than the reality. Isn't it? Fullness and reality are not two different things. In fact, reality itself has to be understood as the very fullness, as the limitlessness only. And but that reality being limitlessness, and reality is the very existence also. If you say, what is pure existence? When you say any object exists means, when you say Mike is means Mike exists. Okay, Mike exists. Mike exists implies there is an existence of a given object called Mike. Isn't it? When you say Mike is, Mike exists. Mike exists implies existence of the Mike. Isn't it? You can say there is an existence of Mike. There is an existence of flower, existence of plant. There is existence of space, existence of light. We say existence of this, existence of that, existence of many things, existence of people, existence of beings, existence of so many things. So existence when of something is means what? Always existence is with something else, isn't it? When you say existence of exist, Mike exists means existence of Mike is. Mike is means existence of Mike is, isn't it? So that existence is with what Mike? When you say existence of something, existence is with that something. Existence of human beings. Existence is with human beings. Existence of plants, existence is with the plants. Existence of animals, existence is with the animals. But have you ever seen, suppose remove the people, remove the human beings, remove the animals, remove the objects of something, pure existence. There is pure existence. You can never understand a pure existence without an object. That pure existence and the fullness or happiness are one and the same. Look at this. Pure existence is fullness. Fullness is pure existence. Oh, my God, I need to understand what pure existence is, what fullness is. But these two things, okay, what is that which is fullness, what is that pure existence, is in fact available for recognition only as Chit. Then fullness is Anantam or Anandaha. Understand? And existence is Sat. The Sat and Anantam is available for recognition only as Chit. If you do not know what the Chit is, okay, then you do not know what the Sat is. Definitely you do not know what Anantam is. It's like if you know sun, you know brilliance, you know the light, you know the heat. You know how scorching the sun is, how bright the sun is, if you know what the sun is. They're not, brightness is sun, heat is sun, light is sun. What is this? Swarupam. Similarly, what is Chit? What is Sat? Swarupam. What is Anantam? Swarupam. How can you understand the Swarupam? If you know what Sat is, what Anantam is, you know what the reality is. But how can I? That is why Chitti is very important. Understand? Jnanam, Chaitanyam, Chit. Chit This only first you have to understand. If you know what the chit is, then you can understand this chit alone is pure existence. There is no existence other than chit. This chit alone is what? Fullness. There is no fullness outside of chit. And chit means knowledge. What is this knowledge? Pure knowledge. I am talking about sarvajna sarvita. Pure knowledge. That is why you are always, even the whole jagat is pervaded by existence, whole pervaded by limitlessness, happiness. Okay, whole jagat is part of fullness, knowledge, but you don't know. And this chit, how is it available? You can never understand chit, okay, as an object. Anything you know becomes what? Object of knowledge. Chit is what? That which knows is chit. That which knows it is chit. That janati iti jnanam. That which knows is jnanam. What is knowledge? That which knows is knowledge. What is knowledge? Pure knowledge. What is it which knows? Yedu arihirado adive arivunna. Tuya arivu. Yedu arihirado adive arivu. What that which knows is pure knowledge. What is it which knows? No, I have this and this. Anything known is object of knowledge. You are interested in what? The pure knowledge. What is pure knowledge? That which knows. That which illumines is light. Look at this. What is light? That which illumines is light. What is illumining? Not an action. Sorupam. எது ஒளின்னா உழலை செய்கிறதோ அது ஒளி உழலை செய்கிற செயல் எல்லாம் சொரூபம் தட் விச் இல்லியூமின்ஸ் இஸ் லைட் அண்ட் இல்லியூமினிங் இஸ் அட் அன் ஆக்ஷன் இட் இஸ் தி ஸ்வரூபம் சிமிலர்லி தட் விச் நோஸ் இஸ் பியோர் நாலெட்ஜ் லுக் அட் திஸ் தட் விச் நோஸ் இஸ் பியோர் நாலெட்ஜ் அண்ட் நோயிங் இஸ் அட் அன் ஆக்ஷன் ஸ்வரூபம் தேர்ஃபோர் Sorupam, that is why this what is the sorupam knowing is a sorupam. Therefore, what is sorupam of the self? Knowing. Reality is okay, is the self. Reality is the self of everything. So you have to know what? You cannot go and know the self of another object. Because atlas, isn't it? If you know the self, you know the self of everything. Because self in everything is as good as yourself. The same self, in fact. But because it is not an object of knowledge, it is always the subject. Arihindradu eppadu ariyappadu porulaga agamudiyum. That which knows can never be the known. That which knows is knowledge. Remember this, that which illumines is light, that which knows is knowledge. Janati iti jnanam. Arihindrado adive arivu. So, but there again, when you said that which knows, that knowing is not an action, swarupam. What does it do? Just by being. What does the light do to illumine? Just by being it illumines. So, being is the nature, okay, sarupam. And the reality is there as the pure knowledge, not knowing everything. Not as an action, but as sarupam. Not as an action, but sarupam. Therefore, and that reality, which is pure knowledge, is self-existent. Is not dependent on its existence for anything else. What is sarupam? And because existence of the reality, knower, is the existence of the known. When you say pure existence is what? Pure knowledge is the pure existence. Isn't it? Pure knowledge is the pure existence. Pure knowledge and pure chitteva satyam. Sat. Satyeva Anasanam Satyeschit Chitti Sat. Pure knowledge is the pure existence. And this pure knowledge, which is the pure existence, is of the nature of fullness. Why fullness? There is no time, it is not there. There is no space where it is not there. There is nothing which is not pervaded by it. Because it is the very existence, very truth, very reality. Like how water is the truth of the wave, gold is the truth of an ornament, wood is the truth of any furniture. Similarly, here there is nothing. It is the very existence of everything is what? This reality. Therefore, what it is? It is fullness. It is for happiness. Happiness is nothing but fullness. Why we say fullness and happiness are synonyms? Look at this. Why do we say limitlessness and fullness? Limitlessness is fullness. First we have to understand, limitlessness is fullness. What do we mean by limitlessness and fullness? You know, limitlessness, varayara inmaye mulumaina, fullness, nirayvu. No? Why do we say this here? Because the fullness, in fullness there is happiness. In limitation there is unhappiness. Being limited, being bound is being limited, and being limited is being unhappy. So being limitless is being happy. Therefore, limitlessness and happiness are synonyms. And we say again, full. How it is full? There is no time, it is not there. There is no space where it is not there. There is nothing which is not pervaded by it. Object. Okay, because it is the very existence of everything. Ever we say fullness. Fullness, limitlessness and happiness are synonyms. We have to be very clear. In fact, this mind, if it discovers its truth, it has discovered what? Fullness. Mind discovering its own sorupam is discovering fullness. Discovering happiness. Discovering happiness is what? Being happy. There's no way otherwise. And then being happy implies not being unhappy at all. What do you mean by happiness? Not being unhappy at all is happiness. As if, and then we say, I used to be very happy before. Now I'm not happy. That means what? We are not using the right word. According to Shastram, happiness means not being unhappy at all is happiness. Understand? As if we do not know what happiness is. We mistake the pleasure for happiness. When okay, then we say we are happy. When nothing is okay, I'm very unhappy. We always, whenever we say we are happy, we mean the pleasure. We mean some sort of comforts we have. Time bound. We really speak, we do not know what happiness is here. Therefore, happiness, fullness and limitlessness, okay, are synonyms. And what is nirendirikkirathu? Kalathilum, deshathilum, porulilum, nirendirippathu niraivu. Understand now? That which remains filling everything, always, is what now? We say this fullness is in fact limitlessness. Limitlessness is nothing but happiness. They're not three different things. And we say this happiness, which is the pure existence, is nothing but the vastu, the sorupam of which is knowing. The vastu, the sorupam of which is knowing. That is why when we know, how do you know, arrive at the reality? Only by knowing its sorupam, you understand, oh, this is how the reality is. You cannot say first you discover reality, then you understand reality is... Oh, Dinajis, please. You don't say that, no? If you can't say first I know the reality, then I know reality is of the nature of knowing. No. You never know the reality other than knowing what knowing is. There's no way of understanding reality other than, okay, what is that which is there knowing. Therefore, you arrive at first, what is that? There is something because of which knowledge is possible. That is how the reality is. Is there a form? No. No form. But you understand. This is how the reality, if you say no reality, means you know what is that which knows. What is that which knows has no form. That which knows has no form. Isn't it? That is why always Shastram says reality has to be understood in terms of its sarupam and is available for recognition, always subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. Because that which knows is the knower, isn't it? Knower is jnanam here. That which knows is jnanam. The knower is pure knowledge. Arihirade, arivu. Knower may not be man or woman, okay? Light is neither man nor woman, but still we say illumines is light. So that which knows is knowledge, pure knowledge. And here that pure knowledge is always the subject of knowledge. That is why you have to understand what subject of knowledge is, you know, what it is not. That is why you negate everything. All the objects of knowledge negate. It's very easy to negate things external to the body. Then you negate the body. Then you negate big leap in your understanding. My God, the individual, I thought only the body. I do not even know totally the individual. Okay? Leave alone the jagat. Even do I know all about the individual? Because as I told you in the previous class, petal itself does not make a flower. Stamen does not make a flower. Okay, but without petal there is no flower. Understand? The tree, the bark of the tree doesn't make the tree. But without the bark of the tree there is no tree. The branches do not make the tree. But you know, the tree is not just the branches. But without branches there is no tree. You can't say this alone is the tree. That's why in those days we have there's a big elephant and many blind people go and touch the elephant. They say, come on, this, oh, I have experienced this. The leg, no, they say the elephant looks like one big bark. One person says, we touch only the ear. He says, oh, what is elephant? Oh, just a big winnowing basket. Alone is the elephant. But all of them together constitute the elephant. All are right one perspective, but all are wrong. Why? There is winnowing basket like ears. There are big bark of wood like, log of wood like the legs. Okay, the tail. Oh, the big drum like stomach. All these parts together put together is what elephant. One thing does not make an elephant. Similarly, even in individual, do you know all about the individual? The blind people do not know all about the elephant. Every person knows one part, whichever part he knows, he touches, he knows. For him, that part is the elephant. For the blind person. Have you heard about this? Similarly, you do not know even the individual totally. What is an individual? The physical body is not an individual. Then you have to go beyond this. Though there's a big leap, you understand, oh my God, individual without physical body, there's no individual. But your physical body itself is not an individual. Even though we study so many departments and so much we study to treat this physical body, all our buddhi gets stuck only with this body. It refuses to go beyond what this body is. And what is it which really makes this body alive, and what is it which makes this body conscious? What is it which borrows our consciousness and lends consciousness to this body? Like a filament in a bulb, okay? The bulb is there nicely. The filaments are gone, bulb is always dull. The filaments glow, the bulb also, spreads light everywhere. The bulb looks glowing only when the filaments inside are, glowing. But the filaments borrow, the power that it really gives. Similarly, what is it which really makes this body, dull bulb, glow? There is sukshma. Even the sukshma also is what? Object of knowledge. Therefore, sukshma is one step you have to leap. There is sukshma itself because we don't see it, we don't touch, we don't smell, we don't lick, we can't even taste, we can't hug. Look at this. If we can hug the sukshma of sadhirams, and all of us, when the sukshmas are, depart, we won't go, allow them to go. We'll catch them. Come on, put it in a box and keep it inside the house. If we can do that. No? We cannot do anything. That is a sukshma is sukshma. But sukshma is very much there, but you know, we can't, we cannot see, we cannot see, we smell, we cannot hear, touch, nothing can we do because subtle, sukshma. But it's very much there. And all these different factors, indwelling different physical parts of the body, themselves do not form the individual. But without the sukshma, there is no individual. Therefore, we should go ahead. Even as object, there what is the self of the subtle and gross body? What is the truth of everything? What is it which pervades every bit of this? Every bit means even the subtlest particle of this. That is what is that is available only as the subject of knowledge. What is that? That is why you have to go to the mind, subtle, you know, which forms the part of subtle, and there in the mind we say you find the function of this minding. Mentation. No? You find, you only talk about the mind. A mind is a function, the subtlest of the functions. Even though this circulation is a function, all these physiological functions are known, your mind also is a function. Function means what? Constantly it keeps awake, falls asleep, and in between it gets disturbed, half awake, and has some projections of its own, and you know, has some story of its own, and no, to tell next day, and it keeps on, this is the function. And then again I told you about the samshayaha, viparyayaha, all this has the habit, all this all function, part of the function. And lot of impressions, collections, you know, based on what you perceive, what you store, what we understand, how we think, you know, all the mind, the projecting itself is what? Function of minding. But it can project. Seeing somebody else, how the person, I know the way Bina just staring at me, sitting at the back, you know, I know what she's thinking of me. She saw nothing, she doesn't even think anything. But I can create my own story, so all my mind can project anything. It's all projecting, thinking is a function. You are just there helplessly, okay? You are just there, caught up. It's just there. And what is that? But I tell you, there's something which is not involved there. Okay? Which is not involved. But just being aware. There's something which is aware. Being aware. Make the being aware known. Awareness. Understand now? Being aware. Something being aware of the functions. The function of, you know, being awake, being asleep, falling asleep, projecting, and rest, all the mind, the whole mind is just something. And then there is no distance also. Very, you know, close, that's the problem. That is why you are not able to distinguish. It is away, it is easy to distinguish, isn't it? Suppose I'm sitting here, Rupal is sitting there, you know, both of us were wearing orange. We know very well what, no? Because distance always helps you to understand the difference, isn't it? But here the distance is not there. The inseparable closeness, you know, makes it confusion here, really causes all confusions. But that, the being aware, no, is what? That, because of which, now, that which is aware of these things happening on the part of the mind, alone awareness is the reality. Pure awareness is reality. That is what is pure knowledge, we say. And that, to ascertain that, once you understand, a step is to understand. Their ascertainment takes a lot of that time. With samshaya paraya we had to go, isn't it? You only one step to arrive at it. First, this thing to arrive at it, we use this. So even individually do not know. The main truth part of the individual you always miss. How much do you know about the individual? You may have detailed knowledge of the body. Look at this. Without knowing the whole individual, you have the detailed knowledge of the body. How the heart functions. How the kidneys function. How the lungs function. What the liver does. What the intestines do. Okay, what these blood vessels do. What these muscles do. What these tissues do. All these things you know so much. How does eyes function? What is retina? Why there's a distortion? Why there's a problem? What is the problem with this. What is cataract? You know all about what is the drum, what is hearing, how it is not able to hear, what problem is there. Now, all these things you know so much about this physical body, detailed knowledge. And whatever you know now can be further known detail, more in more detail. Then more and more and more now, you know, by the time a great dancer comes to medicine, and they will know for everything, new more 100 departments. We don't know. So the more details we know, the more and more and more details we can know more about more and more things. Detail jnanam, isn't it? But what is that one thing without which, okay, the pure knowledge is the source of knowledge. Isn't it? Source of knowledge. You know, knowledge is created. Like happiness is not created. Knowledge also is not created. Fullness is not created. Existence is not created. When you make a pot, you know, I made this pot. I brought this pot into existence. When we think that way, I made a pot, I brought my son to existence. Why? I'm a father. You think that way. Really speaking, nothing is created. Everything is already there. You only take the clay, use your buddhi. Buddhi all is given. Isn't it? What is yours now? Buddhi also is already given to you. Buddhi knowledge is given. Understand now how to make it is given. The skill is given. Clay also is there. And take it, you bring it to existence. So can you say, I created the pot? Even though relatively we can say, I created the pot. Really speaking, there is no creation. Everything is there already. Similarly, knowledge is not created. This is very important. Knowledge is not created. Why? Reality is the pure knowledge. There is no pure knowledge other than the reality. There is no reality other than pure knowledge. Reality is pure knowledge. Paramburule tuya arivu, tuya arive paramburul. Rendu veru kedaiyadu. Understand now, there are two different things. Pure knowledge and reality are not two different things. So reality is not created, eternal. So pure knowledge is what? Eternal. Therefore what? So no knowledge is created. Pure knowledge, the reality is the source of knowledge. Anything which surfaces, which is only manifestation of knowledge, which is already there. Any knowledge is manifestation of knowledge which is already there. Understand? Therefore, we say all-knowing means, when you say all-knowing, it's not like I know English, I know Tamil, not like I know dance, classical Bharatanatyam, I know music, I know cooking, I know how to make vada. It's not like that. I know medicine, you say, it's all relative terms we are using. It's not like that, wow, we say I know. Here, no action, isn't it? I know what Deema brought this morning for eating. Understand? Because I saw her bringing. So I know what she brought. That's why I know. No, like that, I know means what? It's an action, isn't it? Act of knowing. For seeing, then I come into know. It's knowing there. Therefore, definitely what I know, what Binajit did not make. But I also know definitely she only made the rice because I know Deema, I thought Deema bring only vadais. This is how we know, it's all knowing. But I don't know who brought other things, no? Like the knowledge here, what I'm saying, their knowing is action. And you say all knowing, when you say all knowing, there's no knowledge. Any knowledge is source of knowledge is pure knowledge. That is reality. Therefore, who is that? That which knows is, that which knows everything is what? When you say, that which knows everything, very knowledge is possible because of which is what? All knowing. Why should we pray then? God is all-knowing. He knows everything very well. Understand? That is why we need to pray. Because we had neutralized our problems, you know. Because knowing is not like acting. It's not like an act of knowing. Like how I know what she brought was vada. It is act of knowing. I know what Binaji cooked was rice, not the vada. It is act of knowing, not this. Understand, act of knowing is different from the knowing by Swarupam. Knowing by Swarupam. Now, it's all illuminating is the sun means what? Sun does not claim himself to be the all illuminator. We say, understand, from the standpoint of everything which comes to light, we say there's no all illuminating light other than this sunlight. Similarly, all knowing, when you say, there's no all knowing other than the reality. There's no all knowing. Okay, in general, all knowing means what? Sarvajnaha. Okay, is also what? Same reality. In detail, all knowing also is what? When I say any amount of knowledge, detailed knowledge also is not outside of the source of knowledge. General knowledge also is not outside of reality, isn't it? If I know it's a general knowledge, it's a flower. When I say it's a knowledge, general knowledge of the object, I have general knowledge of the object. What is this? This is a bunch of flowers. It's a bunch of flowers. It's a general knowledge. If you ask him more than that, what is the botanical family this belongs to? Detailed knowledge. You can know more and more and more details of this. Why this is peach in color? Are there many other colors of the same variety? Why there are only so many? Why there are not stamen? Why the stamen look like this? How do they grow? What season do they grow well? Lots of other things we can. I tell you about the smallest thing. You can know so much about the smallest and least. Then we get a PhD degree. PhD thing. That's all. So what is this? Any amount of knowledge you know, that knowledge, where is it? What is that which knows? Any amount of knowledge, detail. Any amount of knowledge you know, when you say, I know, that knowledge is not outside of awareness. Understand? Whoever knows anything, their knowledge, any amount of knowledge a person has, his or her knowledge of anything is not outside of awareness. Isn't it? Therefore, Sarvavit. Who is a Sarvavit here? Detailed. If you say, understand now, when you place identity, when you have identity with the Ishvara, but to Sarvavit, no, Sarvavit means only Chaitanyam, Chit. Sarvavit, only consciousness is the Sarvavit. An individual human being can never become Sarvavit. An individual, by knowing the truth of the self, one can know what? Brahmajna. One who knows the self is who? Atmajna. Look at this. One who knows the self is Atmajna. Atmajna is what? Satyajna. One who knows the knower of the truth. So he is what? Brahmajna. He is knower of Brahman. So what is Brahman? Truth of everything. Therefore what? Knowing Brahman is, knowing Brahman means knowing, as well as knowing everything. If you have knowledge of water being H2O, you it is like the whole ocean is as well known now. What is ocean? Hey, ocean nothing but water. It is what is what? Sarvajnyatvam. Okay? All knowing. So any jnani is sarvajnya. But a jnani never becomes a sarvavit. A jnani, when you say, we mean the enlightened minded. mind still has the limitation. One whose mind has enlightenment is the enlightened minded. He knows the truth of the mind. Thereby the truth of the whole Jagat has become understood. Does not this mind still has the limitation? All that the awareness knows, this mind cannot know. Isn't it? That is why a Jnani is always a Sarvajnaha, not a Sarvavit. All-knowing in general. Any known knowledge is outside of Bhagavan, outside of reality, outside of Chit. Because reality is the pure knowledge, is the source of all knowledge. Therefore, Sarvavit. Is it clear now? Sarvajnaha, Sarvavit. Is both Sarvajnaha is Ishvara, Sarvavit also is Ishvara. And reality being Sarvajnaha and Sarvavit, one who knows the reality, Satyam, Brahma, one who knows the self, the reality, the pure knowledge being Sarvavit and Sarvajnaha, he also is Sarvajnaha. One who knows the reality being Sarvajnaha, source of all knowledge in general and in detail, also becomes what? Sarvajnaha, but not Sarvavit. Any knowledge is no knowledge outside of the reality, because pure knowledge